Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, you know what this is? What this weekend is? I know you're going to get it right.
It's Celebrate Italian Beef Day?
It actually is.
It actually is.
Yeah, it actually is that. That's weird. I was going to say Indianapolis 500, you guys. You're Northwest Indiana.
Yeah. What does that have to do with the Indy 500?
It's like a statewide holiday.
I know, but I've only been once.
You've only been to the Indianapolis 500 once. You grew up in Northwest Indiana. You've been once. I grew up in Nashville, and I've been more than once.
Well, that's because I think you're probably closer to Indy than I am from Nashville. How long does that take you to get to Indy?
You lived in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, but how long does it take to get
I live two states away.
How long does it take to get from Nashville to Indianapolis?
Probably, I'm going to Google it. I'm going to say 6 or 7 hours.
Oh, okay. That's further then. Yeah, it'd be like 3.5 for me. Probably.
No. From Northwest Indiana? It's 4 from Chicago.
Right. 3.5.
No. I think it would take 3 hours.
I grew up there.
No, you're a liar.
I grew up there.
All right. Let's do Portage to Indianapolis. Portage, Indiana to Indianapolis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do Southern Indianapolis.
Get out of here. Melissa McExcuses is coming out in full force. Well, it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but like the Indy 500 traffic.
Do Southern Indianapolis.
Why would we go to Southern Indianapolis?
Do it to the racetrack.
I didn't go from Portage. I went from Lansing, Illinois. Do it from Lansing.
All right, I'm doing Indianapolis Motor Speedway because that is the racetrack. Oh my gosh, she's right. It's 6 hours shorter, 2 hours and 23 minutes.
It felt like 3.5.
All right. And then Indianapolis Motor Speedway from, I'll do my hometown. 4 hours and 39 minutes.
Oh, you said it was 6. Hello.
You said I lived closer, though. So you're still wrong.
Well, you were still more wrong.
I was wrong on the distance, but I was right on the fact that you lived way
but
much
closer. Your distance was way more off than mine was.
You're both wrong.
Did you guys see the shirt I was wearing today?
No, because I keep... I look you in the eyes when I chat
with
you.
Thank you. That's respect. Thank you. Melissa.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Eyes up here, Melissa.
I only look at your hat. Did you just flip me off?
No, eyes up here. I pointed to my eyes with two fingers.
Just one finger.
I did Robert De Niro and
I'm going to meet you. Yeah. Going to meet the parents. Going to meet you.
I saw one finger.
You do a good Robert De Niro face. I don't know if the voice is necessarily.
No, I can't do the voice.
Yeah, but the face. You do a good Robert De Niro.
It's not bad.
Yeah, this is great for podcasting.
Yeah, I was
by
about
the
to
way.
Say, should we take a photo and post it?
But do you notice anything different about this Indianapolis 500 shirt that I'm wearing?
Why does it say Gainbridge?
Okay, that's the sponsor. Don't focus on that.
Oh.
It was 2020 and we couldn't go to the Indianapolis 500 in 2020.
May 24th.
Oh, I can't read that without my glasses.
May 24th. She can't see without her glasses. Now Kyle's taking selfies of himself doing the Robert De Niro. May 24th.
You look like Donald Trump.
2020. Melissa,
no,
why is this significant?
Bottom lip.
Melissa, why is this significant? May 24th, 2020.
Well, didn't Kyle just say it because did it not happen in 2020 because of COVID?
It did happen in 2020. It did not happen on that day, though. It was canceled because of COVID.
So did you buy that shirt before?
I bought the shirt after it was canceled. I jumped on. So I did this thing during the pandemic, right? Everyone has their thing. Some people worked out. Some people got into making sourdough bread.
Right, right, right. I started coloring my own hair.
We
started cocktails.
There you go.
Productive.
We also did like a Zoom happy hour with like these people in New York. It was awesome. It wasn't awesome because it sucked because the pandemic was terrible, but it was fun.
First 2 weeks of the pandemic
were exciting.
First 2 months of the pandemic.
I would say first 2 weeks because once it went to the third week and it was like, we have no idea what's going on.
They had to extend it two more weeks. Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
See, that's when I started catching up on all the shows on TV, sitting on my couch, putting on some weight, eating popcorn.
So I did this thing where I would, whenever major sporting events would get canceled, I would immediately jump on and I would buy the shirt of that sporting event.
Oh.
And so it was super cool. So I got this Indianapolis 500 with the date on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used the same logo. They just changed out the date mm-hmm. when it, because it eventually happened in like August of that year or mm-hmm. September. Then I got a Final Four shirt from that year.
Ooh.
Right?
That was canceled first.
That was the first thing to get canceled. Yeah. And so when March Madness was canceled, I was like, oh, let me see if I can get a March Madness like shirt. Jumped on, quickly bought it.
Yeah.
Sure, about the NASCAR event that was going to happen that weekend that got canceled.
Oh, I should have.
That would have been dope.
Was it all sports stuff?
It was all sports things that got canceled.
So I got Indy, March Madness.
And then I got the All-Star Game in Los Angeles. The Dodgers MLB All-Star Game.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I got that, and it says 2020 on it, and that game never happened. In fact, it just happened last year in Los Angeles. They had to like push it back 2 years.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. So
that's
was
kind of fun.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people have like just like weird things that they collect. And that was it for me. And I'm never gonna be able to do that again, I feel like. I'm not gonna be able to add to that collection. Unless
we have another pandemic.
Yeah, unless something gets canceled. Do you think we'll have another pandemic?
Yeah. I do.
But not like to that degree, right? I feel like
I think we can.
I feel like
if you believe it, we can achieve it, guys.
Let's slow the spread, guys. Slow the spread. I feel like if another like disease or virus outbreaks, like we can learn from what we did last time and just know. Well, first of all, you're going to have people that are not going to, I'm never going back to lockdown. You'll have those people, but like.
I went a little loopy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that again.
Exactly.
That was really hard.
You've got a lot of people that are like, yeah, it had a tremendous impact, mm-hmm. you know, teachers and,
right.
you know. And
trying to like homeschool
moms,
kids.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. Single moms.
It was really hard. It was the most stressful time.
I know.
Of
tell
most
you what.
People's lives.
So like, even like, so if
being, not having a kid was great.
Okay.
Let me tell you guys.
I know. I didn't have a kid at that time either.
I got to
awesome.
Sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, Melissa, you should have just gotten rid of Porter.
Oh,
you should have. That would have been so
sent him to the grocery
smart.
Store and then locked the doors.
Oh, yeah.
They were closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good point.
I remember the first time.
Great. Like restaurants would have carryouts and you could just pick up alcohol from them.
Yeah, when they started allowing alcohol to be takeout.
Right? Oh, my God.
That.
We would get like margaritas.
Yes.
Or every restaurant then. Every restaurant had where you could just pull up and they'd like bring the food out.
Yeah. And you felt like a hero because you were supporting somebody.
Guys, do you remember? I remember the first time I went to the grocery store in the pandemic. And I was, do you ever see the movie E.T.?
Yes.
Remember when E.T., they put E.T. in quarantine and those guys in those astronaut spacesuits entered the house?
Yeah, they were scary.
That was like me going to the grocery store.
I put on
full gloves, winter hat, mask. I didn't have a mask. I had to use one of Mayor's headbands.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
I put it over my face. Because at that point, we thought that it could spread by touching things.
Yeah. But we didn't know yet.
So I'm wearing gloves. I grabbed the things. We take them home. We wipe them down. It was so dumb looking back
too.
On it. But like,
we started doing, which I really loved, and we kept doing even after the pandemic, was online pickup. Because you could have done that in our grocery stores.
Yeah, I don't think we had that.
There was a slow start to that.
It took us some time. But I don't remember ever going to the grocery store after because we would just get small stuff.
Really?
But remember, production on things stopped. So, like, I had butter, right? And my girlfriend had toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, toilet paper.
We did a trade. Oh, like, I was out of toilet paper, and she needed butter.
It was like the old pilgrim days.
Yeah.
One of the restaurants we ordered from, when you ordered a meal, they would give you toilet paper. I swear to God.
No joke?
So we got toilet paper, and we didn't know that until we picked it up, and it was like...
Was it a taco place?
No, I got wings. I got wings. I was like, okay, I get it, guys. I know what's coming.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're like, here. They actually did that before the pandemic.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I don't know, but I'm glad that's over with.
I'm so glad it's over. I mean, I don't think there's anyone that's like, man, I wish we could go back.
I just always say
other than like introverts.
Yeah, I was like the first 2 weeks where it was like when you thought like, okay, it's only gonna be 2 weeks. I can hang out at home, play some video games.
Yeah.
Just hang out, just kind of mess around. And then you realize it's going to go a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shoot.
Even then, when I thought it was going to be 6 months, I was like, wow, that's a long time. I'm like, I can handle 6 months. And at 6 months, I'm like, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
I would do like Zoom trivia nights. Like, I knew somebody from my hometown who set up like a trivia night with like a ton of people.
Yeah.
And so I would do that. I'd be by myself because Haley would go to bed and I would just be on these just having some beers and I was like, this is really fun.
Yeah.
And then that stopped.
Yeah. It ends fast.
Yeah. I hated all the commercials like, we're all in this together. We're all in this together.
Everyone.
I don't miss it at all, but I did this thing on my Instagram when the whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look, guys, we're going through a rough time. I thought, you know, like, this is very hard for all of us. I am going to, the way I get through this, like therapy for me, I listen to music. So I wanted to share with you like my song of the day, my COVID-19 song of the day. And here's today's song. And it was Betty Davis Eyes. You know, she's got Betty Davis eyes. You know that song?
Of course.
So I shared that. Next day, I was like, hey, guys, it's Austin checking in. I want to join you guys. You know, look, we're still in this. It's April something. It's here's today's COVID-19 song of the day.
I know what you're going to do now.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Yeah.
Next day.
Oh, God.
Every single day. And then, like, it's so funny. And I still have those stories saved as, like, a highlight on my Instagram page. So if you go back and watch it, it's so many of them. And I did it. And each one, like, you can slowly see me start, like, my beard growing. Because that was when I grew my beard for the first time. I never had a beard before then.
Right.
And so you can see, like, my beard's getting longer. Like, my 5 o'clock shadow's getting thicker. And I'm starting, my hair's getting longer because the barbers were closed.
Yeah.
And I start, and like,
super long hair.
You get, like, 2 weeks into this, like, highlight. And it's like, I'm just like, hey, guys, it's the COVID-19 song of the day. Enjoy.
I told people on Twitter, I had a poll because I had this thought for a while. Because one of my secret skills in life.
Yeah.
I'm really good at Wii bowling. I'm not kidding. I have a gift.
Yeah.
I'm very humble about it because I'm not saying it's a big gift, small gift. And I understand how stupid it sounds. So
Wii bowling that hard?
To some people, it is. It's not hard, but I have a gift. I've gotten two or three perfect games in my years of playing.
I've taken time off. Even if it is easy, that's pretty good.
So I said, I was like, how many perfect games do you have,
Mel? Yeah, how many, Mel? How many, Mel?
Maybe you and I should have a bowl off.
Okay, I would do it.
I would love
bring
to
your
do
Wii
it.
In. Let's do it one day after the show.
I have a joke.
Bring your Wii in.
Yep.
Hey, bust out your Wii, dude. Let's see it.
It in every day.
Yeah. let's see your Wii, man.
So my thing was, I tweeted like, okay, there's so many days left in the year, and I was like, could I get?
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
I think I said something like, could I get like 200? Like, imagine there was like 300 days left in the year. I think is when I started, and I was like, well, what if I did? Could I get 200 perfect games? And everybody's like, absolutely not. Like, because I was like, I'll bowl one time a day. That's it. And so for a while, I was and it was right as the pandemic started. So I would do it, and I'd be like, okay. And I would just tweet every, like, third frame or something like, hey, perfect game still going, blah, blah, blah. And then people were like, you need to, I had, like, five friends who were like, can you put it on Twitch? So then I started doing it on Twitch. Haley got so annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were living in a smaller apartment at the time, and she's like, I'm like, hey, I got to set up the camera. We got a wee bowl. So she's like, and I would commentate the whole time, like, ooh, bad throw. I could have done better. And, like, it took a while for me to get my first perfect game. That was the most liked thing on my Twitter for a while, was a picture with me with my perfect game that just said dreams come true.
That is so funny.
That's how I entertain myself.
Right. So funny. So dumb. Like, just so,
I would set, like, an over-under line on, like, would I get, am I going to get a over-under 255.5, and people would make bets, and it was like, yeah, I like this.
But those were like things like we latched to, because it was like, that was like the only stuff, like, that and like The Last Dance. The Last Dance couldn't have had a better
time. That was the perfect time.
That documentary about Michael Jordan,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, I watched it.
That, like, it couldn't have come out at a better time, because we were so starved for sports.
Yes, Haley was going to watch the first 5 minutes and then go do other things. She watched the whole thing with me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need to watch this. She doesn't, she'll watch, but she just doesn't care as much as I do. But, like, she will watch. And when I was like, yeah, you know, it's a documentary about the Bulls and the impact, blah, blah, blah. And she was just like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Didn't think it was that big a deal.
It was done really well.
And it was done. And it was great storytelling. And it was just.
And it was the only like live TV on at that time.
Yes.
Like, it was the only TV like everyone was watching at the same time. Like, with, like, sports, it's like, if you're watching the NBA Finals, you know, other, like, millions of other people in America are watching with you. That was the only thing we had during the pandemic, right, where it was like, we knew millions of other people were, we were all sitting down and watching this at the same time.
Yeah. And I remember, like, MLB, what was supposed to be their opening day, obviously they couldn't do it. They ended up just, like, replaying some of the best games ever.
I watched the
Cubs World Series one. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people were doing that. Isn't it weird, though? It's like, you got latched on to, like, watching The Last Dance and picking out your favorite song of the day, and you got into, like, Wii bowling to the point where you mastered it. I mastered it, but
what did you get into specifically?
Everything.
Oh, just eating?
Yeah,
or making?
Because I was doing
would
videos.
Would you make the food?
I would make food. I would eat food. I would snack on food. And so I also was doing some videos pretty much every couple of days for work. And I watched myself get bigger.
Oh, no.
Oh,
would you? So you would post them, like, socials for, like, your station?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I would. And so I was like, the first couple weeks didn't notice too much. But by, like, the fourth and fifth week, I was like.
Because you're not exercising. Like, you're just.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have gone for walks.
Yeah,
but
you weren't thinking about, like, yeah. Like,
I would not go into a gym or anything like that.
Right, right.
First time I got leg pains was right at the start of the pandemic. Because I was training for. In D.C., they have a big thing called the Cherry Blossom 10-miler. Obviously, all the cherry blossoms that are out, and they do a cool route around D.C.
Yeah.
I'd signed up, got in. I was so excited. And I was training for it and got canceled what would have been, like, less than a month out. So I was like, oh, I'll keep running. And I tried to get back to running. My legs gave out. And I'm like, and I couldn't go to the gym downstairs. And at this time, Haley and I hadn't discovered, because we were at Orange Theory at the time, you could do the online classes for free if you were a member still. And so we hadn't discovered that. So yeah, I did the same thing where it wasn't like, we didn't really work out much. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh God, I feel so out of shape. And
you remember when people started meeting like outdoors?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Keeping your social distancing.
Distance. That was honestly one of my favorite 4th of July's. Because what we did was we went to a dog park with like some friends and that like some neighbors of ours. And we met other neighbors there that had dogs that we had just like, they had just moved or whatever. And then we all went back to our places. We made some more drinks, and our apartment complex had like a putting green, but nobody ever used it. So all of us just grabbed like lawn chairs, brought our dogs out, and all had drinks and just hung out there the whole day. It was so fun.
Me and my best friend would always we'd do social distancing beers, and we would just stand six feet apart from each other, and we'd just drink beers and stand in his front yard.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too. Like, we go to my girlfriend, sit on her front porch, take the chairs far apart.
Yeah,
you know, have a glass of wine,
and it was like good because like it that felt so refreshing because like it was like human interaction.
It did,
and it only took 2 years for me to be like, now I'm tired of talking to people again.
Yeah, right.
I get it.
I'm ready to go back to the.
God, who would think we could hate and still reminisce over like COVID.
Yeah. It I mean, think about it though. Like, this is like I think about this all the time. Is like how like they'll teach it in history classes. They'll like talk about the way we talk about like the Dust Bowl,
right?
Which is funny. It's gonna be like they're gonna be like, tell us your stories. I'm like, well, I got really into Wii bowling. Let me tell you.
And then you have to explain what a Wii is.
Yeah. Because let me go dust.
By the time that comes around, they'll have no idea.
Let me go dust that bad boy.
Hold on, Dad. You were bowling with what?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.